degrees.
The CEO of Young Americans for Liberty, Lauren Daugherty, joins us on News Talk 820 WBAP. Hello, Lauren.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. You don't think of demographic bombs happening in the United States, but it seems like the birth rate has been going down. And so are we going to see fewer kids enrolled in high school and certainly going to college?
Well, things evolve over time. And I think one of the other key aspects of this is this next generation of students is more skeptical of college. They have seen the generation ahead of them come out of college with massive debt and some buyer's remorse. And it's wise of these students to think critically about these choices.
Well, I'm glad that they are thinking critically about this because colleges have been getting away with this for the longest time. It's not hard to figure out why they're charging so much. You know, once the Treasury door is open, they can charge whatever they want. But I'm thinking, too, in terms of this demographic aftershock of the Great Recession, if we start to see a decline in kids going to high school and such for the next two decades, it seems like that's going to affect a lot of things, including people who are collecting Social Security if the workforce is smaller.
Yes, well, and some people would argue this is a reason to increase legal immigration to the United States because of this demographic shift. We need workers to help continue our structure and our economy as we know it.
Well, if you talk about high schoolers, that has to start with elementary school and kindergarten. That means there's not as many people going to elementary school and junior high or middle school as well, right?
Theoretically, because it's the same kids just as they age.
Right.
Well, let me switch subjects a little bit. You know, you mentioned about college and the younger generation being a little more skeptical of it. Is there anything universities can do at this point to get people more interested in college again, other than trying to steal as much money from students as they have been doing over the last few years?
Well, I think they have to be more competitive, and this is a good thing for students, good thing for families, good thing for America. More competition will mean that they have to compete on price. It means they'll have to compete on providing a better, more useful education. And also they may have to compete in other things, like if students feel like most of the colleges are too woke, they may be seeking options elsewhere. And so competition provides better services for people of all priorities and interests.
I'll give you a quick example before I go to my question. I was in Japan and on a subway, a train in Japan. It's Saturday morning, about 9 o'clock, and there's 6 and 7 year old kids on the train by themselves, no parents, going to school. And I thought, they're going to pass us up. And this was 30 years ago. Is America dumbing down? Are we dumbing down?
Well, I think we've had it so good. our country has been so prosperous. Right. We've made so many advances over the last several decades. And so in some ways, we can take it a little easier, but that doesn't mean we should. I think we need to continue working to be the best that we could be and helping our kids be the best they could be and use that prosperity to give them more options to do great things in life.
Yeah, I hear the number one complaint from kids about school is they don't feel like they're being taught anything that's relevant to them. You know, it seems like in colleges tend to just train people to become corporate employees. So I'd like to see some changes made. The one size fits all education system, I don't think works anymore.
Yeah.
Well, and trade schools matter a great deal.
Yeah.
Skilled trades are very important to our economy and our well-being as a society. And I think part of the problem has been there was a generation or two that told their kids, hey, college is the only good path, and so you must go to college, and these other options are not good options. And that is a sad injustice to millions of students who would be very good fits for lots of skilled trades and, frankly, make more money in many cases in those skilled trades without all of the student loan debt that they acquire going to college. So I hope we see a shift back to society really appreciating and respecting the skilled trades and encouraging their kids to consider those as well.
The CEO for Young Americans for Liberty, Lauren Daugherty, with us. Lauren, thank you so much for your time.